This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Former President Donald Trump was campaigning in Ohio on Saturday, where he called immigrants animals during a speech to supporters. And while talking about his policies for the auto industry if he's elected, he presented a dire view for America if he loses the fall race.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
A spokesman for the Biden campaign responded to Trump's comments, saying Trump is doubling down on his threats of political violence, but that Americans are rejecting his extremism. President Biden, meanwhile, was speaking at the annual Gridiron Dinner in Washington, D.C. Saturday night. He told the crowd that one candidate in the race is too old and mentally unfit to be president. The other candidate, he said, is him. The man suspected of killing three people in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, on Saturday morning has been apprehended without incident in Trenton, New Jersey. From member station WHYY, David Matthau reports.
Bucks County District Attorney Jen Shorn says the suspect, 26-year-old Andre Gordon, entered a home in Levittown shortly before 9 a.m. and allegedly killed his stepmother and 13-year-old sister with an assault-style rifle.
There were three other individuals at the residence, including a minor, inside the home who were able to hide and avoid being shot by Gordon as he went through the house searching for them.
She says the suspect then drove to a second home, shot and killed the mother of his two children, and assaulted their grandmother. Gordon then carjacked a vehicle and drove to a house in Trenton, New Jersey. He was arrested by police hours later walking around the neighborhood. For NPR News, I'm David Matthau in Trenton.
A United Nations report has found that acute malnutrition has doubled in the last month across northern Gaza. As NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports from Tel Aviv, a third of children under the age there of two are suffering from a life-threatening lack of food.
The new data comes from the United Nations Children Fund, which conducted nutrition screenings in the north in February. Ongoing restrictions on aid delivery and continuous fighting have made it extremely difficult to get food to the north of the enclave. At least 23 children in northern Gaza have died from malnutrition and dehydration in recent weeks, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health. Screenings conducted in the middle area of the Gaza Strip found 28% of children under 2 years have acute malnutrition. And even in Rafah, in the south, which has had the most access to aid, the UN found acute malnutrition among very young children had doubled in the last month. In addition to starvation, malnutrition puts children at a high risk for other medical complications and illnesses. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
And this is NPR News. South Africa is undertaking a huge ecological intervention on a remote island between the Cape and Antarctica. Kate Bartlett reports on plans to eradicate an invasive mouse species that's killing off the island's endangered seabirds.
Marion Island, an uninhabited South African territory in the sub-Antarctic Indian Ocean, has a major mouse problem. Rodents were introduced to the island in the early 19th century by sealers and have proliferated amid climate change. Now, due to a lack of invertebrates to eat, the mice have started eating hatchling and even adult seabirds. Experts say more than a dozen species could become extinct as a result. South Africa's Environment Department and a bird NGO are raising funds to use helicopters to drop rodenticide on the island to kill the mice. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
The ruling junta in Niger says a U.S. military presence in that country is no longer justified. The country is home to U.S. airbase, and it plays a major role in U.S. military operations against extremists in the Sahel region. While officials have not said U.S. forces should leave, they say they're suspending military cooperation with Washington. Number 7 Iowa State used a big second half to rout number 1 Houston Saturday, 69-41, to win the Big 12 men's basketball tournament. It was the Cyclones' sixth championship in six appearances. Iowa State started the second half with an 18-3 run. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.